Oh, I didn't tell you. I got this great email today from Zarella.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Because that was the Mexican restaurant she took me to talk me into this. And she thanked us for the mention in the book. Very nice.
So over tamales and maybe a margarita or two, we chatted. And at first, you didn't really take to the idea very much, right?
No, I didn't. I thought it seemed rather egotistical and rather egocentric, I suppose. Self-aggrandizement. I mean, I just wasn't sure that I was really in a place to write about myself without somehow seeming, you know, pumped up or self-important. And I just don't feel I am that way, and I never wanted to be that way. But Gloria pointed out to me that really I had 30-some years of experience in this profession, and I had a lot to tell.
And from the vantage point of being at a place in your life, I thought, where you could look backward at what you'd accomplished and look forward.
Yeah, it was finally, it was really a place at the end of Virginia Woolf and everything that I'd been striving to do for so many years, that it was a stopping place. It was a place to assess.
And I remember you told me that your doctor had sort of confronted you.
Oh, yeah.
And made you think about where you were with your life.
All right. I got this great doctor, Bertrand Newman, who's been my doctor for 20-some years. And he's a very eccentric, rather rough sometimes, doctor. And he said to me when he was giving me my physical to, you know, head out on this tour and everything, he said, so here you are, you know, you're 51 and you've done everything you set out to do. You know, you've had a 22-year-old marriage, you got a great kid, you have an international career, you've done brilliant work. So, what's the rest of your life? I felt like somebody kicked me in the head. You know, I was like, what? And he was helpful, actually. He said, all right, think about it this way. The rest of your life is about the quality of your life. And I thought, yeah, okay, that I can do. So I give him credit for that.
And then when we started talking about the book, you said that you wanted it to be practical. You wanted to share the lessons that you'd learned. That you weren't going to gossip.
No.
And you would not be telling me about any ménage à trois.
I wish.
So I thought, what are we going to put in this book? I mean, you know, when it comes to a celebrity book, I mean, what do people want to listen to? What do people want to know about? That's what they want. So
yeah,
they were
a little worried about that.
All right. So then as we got to talking, you made one statement to me that kind of got to be the core for me of where we would be headed with the book. You said something like, fearlessness at 20 comes from not knowing what challenges are ahead.
Sure.
Fearlessness at 50 comes from having wrestled with life's challenges and learned from them.
I'll stand by that.
And as you said, you were at that point, you had just come off of, or I guess maybe you were in the middle of, or had just come off of your Broadway performance as Martha in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. How many of you saw Kathleen in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
I'm taking that as approval of the performance.
What was it that you saw in Martha that made you want to play that role?
Well, when I was interviewed then about it, and it's just true. I read the play when I was in college, in my probably around 20. And I thought, when I am 50, this will be my role. This I will do when I'm 50. Martha attracted me because of her recklessness, of her anger, of her inability to understand consequences, but at the same time, her immense sense of humor